G'day, Reece down here, and welcome to episode 88 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Decide and Commit to Selection. I feel this episode is going to be reasonably short, but we'll see. I've said that before, and I usually go for sort of 10, 12 minutes anyway. But the reason I wanted to get this out there is because I've spoken to quite a lot of people recently that are in this boat. They have always thought about selection, and the points I'm going to mention in this episode, I have talked about before, but I just think it's really important to reiterate it. Because as I said, I've talked to a lot of people recently, and they've always thought about selection. They've thought about it for a long time, you know, since they were a kid or even in their 20s, and now they're a bit older. Now they're into their 30s and they want to attempt selection, which is fine, but they could have done it a long time ago. They could have done it 5, 6, 7 years ago, but things happen, all right? Life gets in the way, and now they're deciding to go for it now. So a couple of points I want to cover, that if you really want to do selection, you've been thinking about doing selection, don't put it off, all right? Start planning for selection now. You really don't put it off because you don't know what's going to happen, all right? You don't know. Life could easily get in the way, and all of a sudden it's, I'll do it next year, and I'll do it next year, I'll do it when this happens, or when, you know, these things are in place. And all of a sudden 5 years, 6 years, 7 years passes, and all of a sudden you're into your 30s, you're into your late 30s, even you've hit 40 and you want to do selection, okay? And again, if you are hitting those age brackets, that's fine, you can still do selection. But if you are a bit younger now and you're even pre-30 and you've been thinking about selection, do it, all right? Start planning right now. I don't mean just put in your app right now if you're not ready. I don't mean that at all. What I mean is start planning for your selection attempt right now. So look at where you are right now, look further ahead, and decide when you're going to actually do selection, and then start planning back from that. Now, when I was in Iraq, I had this similar sort of conundrum or decision I had to make, because I'd already tried for selection years before when I was quite young, sort of 22, and then didn't make it, got out, went to Iraq, and it was just so easy in Iraq. You know, I was making a lot of money. This was back in 2004, 2005, and 2006, and it was great work, and I really enjoyed it. But I had to decide, did I want to do selection again? And if I wanted to do selection again, what do I need to do right now? And I came to the decision that, yes, I wanted to do it, because I've been thinking about it ever since the first attempt. And so I had to leave. I had to put in my resignation over in Iraq, and that was a really hard decision, because, like I said, it was pretty easy, and it was good money, it was good work, and the guys I was working with and the girls I was working with were great. So it was a tough decision. But I thought, I don't want to be into my late 30s having never attempted it again. I don't want to be sitting here in my 40s thinking, wow, I wonder what it would have been like. Could I have actually got through if I'd tried again? And that's why I made the decision, and I left Iraq, and then I got back home and I had a lot of work to do. I was way heavier than I wanted to be for selection, so I had to start the prep straight away. And again, even at that stage, I could have said to myself, well, I'm going to apply for the army, you know, when I've lost 5 or 6 kilos. But again, that would just be procrastinating. So I just put in my app. I just rang ADF, went through the recruiting process, and at the same time, I started my training, my hard training to lose weight. And I did that, and I went to a reserve unit, and then the rest is history. I tried selection again, didn't make it, got it on the second attempt from the reserve unit, so third time in total. But if I hadn't have done that, if I hadn't made that commitment early in Iraq, I may never have done selection for various reasons, because life gets in the way. So wherever you are right now, if you have always thought about doing selection, start planning now. Decide that you want to do it now and commit now, and then plan for it. Because if you don't start putting in a solid plan and working towards that goal, it'll be 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the track. And then you'll be contacting me and you'll be 42, 43 saying you want to go and do selection. And my response will be, I'm not saying you can't do it at that age, but it's much, much harder, right? So if you're in that boat, start planning for it, start doing it, committing and working towards that goal. And you'll be amazed that once you do that, once you decide, once you commit, how much your focus really narrows. If you've got a specific date, if you're saying to yourself, I'm going to do it in 2026, and you've got a specific date and you work back from that, your focus really narrows. Everything that you're doing is going to drive you towards that goal because you have a date already, right? So one thing I would ask you is, what can you do right now to begin preparing? And I don't care if you're deciding on doing selection in 2025 or selection in 2030. What can you do right now, as in right now today, to help you prepare for that, to set you up right now to prepare for selection? Whether that be organize a training program or start the training program, start day one right now. Organize a swimming lesson maybe. Speak to your chain of command. Actually go through a full mission plan on how you're going to achieve your goal, right? Get it on a computer, get it on a mind map. How are you going to do it? Do you have to order equipment? Do you have to organize your calendar for SFET and selection? Say you decide to do it in 2025, look at the SFET dates, look at the selection dates, start planning backwards. When do you have to start your program leading into SFET? When do you have to start the program leading into the actual selection course? Do you have to go to the Q store and get another pair of boots, or buy another pair of boots, or buy another pack, or buy straps? What do you have to do right now? What can you do right now today in beginning your selection prep? Because that ideal age for selection, I've talked about this before, is probably, in my opinion, is probably when a person is 22 years old to about 32. And obviously guys outside of that will get in, especially on the older side of it. But I think that's a good age bracket in what I would call the golden window to try out for selection. So if you join at 18, probably going to do 3-4 years to try it for selection. If you join at 22 or 23, you're probably going to do a couple of years at least in the military before you do selection. If you're 32, you want to get on selection as quick as possible, but you still have to wait that 2 years, all right? So if you're 32 now, think about that. Minimum you're going to be is 34 doing selection. That's on the older end, right? But you can still do it. I'm just talking about that golden window is sort of 22 to 32, I believe. So if you are a little bit older, you haven't got that much time. Right? You're talking 5, 6, 7 years, maybe 10 years of that golden window of your life. And then it makes selection much, much harder. However, if you are outside of that window, if you're plus 32, you might be 33, 34, 35. A bit of motivation is that I had a guy on my selection course, it was 37, and he passed and he got through Rio, served overseas and everything. He had done selection previously when he was like 21 and got through, passed, and then was medically discharged because they had a plane accident and broke his back. And that dude, 15 years later, still had that itch, still had that desire to prove it to himself that he could be an SFET, join reserves, boom, did selection, got in. Okay, so wherever you are in that age bracket and on your journey to selection, decide and commit and start planning right now, because you don't know what's going to happen. So that is my challenge to you right now today. What can you do right now? What can you do today? What's a step you can do and that you can action in preparing for selection? And if you need any help with that, make sure you hit me up. If you have questions, hit me up. Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reese@operatoredge.com, email, or you can check out operatoredge.com/selection, number of different resources there. But if you're keen to do selection, make sure you reach out. We can get on the phone, we can have a chat and make sure you're on the path, right? But the biggest thing today, decide, commit, take the first step. What are you doing right now? That's it for this episode. I hope you got something out of it, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.